Good morning. It is 8:41 a.m. on Tuesday, December the 17th, 2024, on an overcast morning here on the High Plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I think I've got everything shut off and settled. Yesterday I got back and realized that the recording had chopped off around 7 or 8 minutes, and it was because I had not shut off the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and turned on airplane mode to turn off the phone. So with the connection to my hearing aids, which triggers a tone on the phone if something happens requiring attention, even if it's a silent notification, and it will shut off the recording because the recording thinks, oh well, the phone has priority now. But because the microphone is plugged into the external jack, it overrides all notifications so that the tone I would have normally heard didn't happen. So yeah, this morning I shut everything off. We'll see if that works any better. It should. Debugging this process is sometimes fraught with peril. It is cold this morning. It is officially 38, feels like 32. Yeah, definitely feels like freezing. It's not terrible. I'm dressed for it. I got on 3 fleece, 2 hoods, a parka, jeans and a polo shirt. But I'm still wearing my summer shoes. I'm still wearing this hiking shoes, not the boots. Today is a tight schedule. I slept in till 6 o'clock. I couldn't believe it. 6 o'clock. Holy crap. So the day has, I had to telescope kind of my morning schedule a little bit. I have an outside chore to do. I have to take a drive around 10:15. I need to get one of the kids to the dentist by 10:30. So we have to leave here at 10:15, about an hour and a half from now. I was going to look, but it doesn't matter. Which means I need to get the walk in and get it posted. And with any luck at all, I can put in a good visit with Roger before I have to put on the shoes again and go back out. And then when we get back around 11:30, it'll be the rest of the day unencumbered. Worst case, I don't get enough time to do the Roger thing, and we'll have to do it this afternoon. Or, in my usual manner, blow it off in favor of X4. X4 is good, X4 is fun, X4 is expanding as I uncover new and often puzzling features of the game. I'm really not looking forward to the 7.5 release. They're changing the way ships handle. And judging from what I've seen, it will be more realistic. And honestly, I'm not sure I'm up for realistic. I much prefer the submarines in space. Where when you stop accelerating, you start decelerating. When you start firing the engines, you start slowing down. And it sounds very much like they're going much more toward actual physics. So that in order to slow down, you actually have to slow down. Which is exactly how working in your spacesuit works. The spacesuit physics are tedious in the extreme. Because if you start drifting to the left, you continue drifting to the left until you either counter it with a drift to the right, which is almost impossible because then you wind up either just drifting slower to the left or drifting slowly to the right instead of, you know, stopping. So I don't know. I already have enough trouble flying. Actually, I don't have too much trouble flying. It's very much like flying in EVE Online. Submarines in space. I'm good with that model. I'm not sure what that's going to do to my already difficult aiming situation where I really have a hard time hitting anything with my guns. Tracking missiles seem much more attractive, shall we say, in spite of the cost. I've been through a couple of samples in my reading list. Let's see. Have I finished a book? Oh, I finished Jenny Schwartz. Yeah, that was a good book. That didn't last very long. Compared to Wandering In, all of these books seem really, really short. And they're not. They're not that short. They're normal mass market paperback ebook length, which means I ripped through them in about, I don't know, 8-10 hours of reading. I started a couple. I got one sample that I've tossed aside for the moment. I may go back to it later. The cover is a killer. The cover looks like it's either YA or I don't know. It looks YA. It looks like NA, maybe. It looks like it's trying really hard to be humorous, which might, in fact, be the case. But it's very definitely cartoony. it's almost impossible to see what the hell's going on in the picture. The font is difficult to read. All the things that you don't do. The book itself isn't bad. The book itself isn't bad. It is definitely not YA. It is definitely adult. Sexual themes, as they say. And it's very definitely a commentary on social mores as our intrepid hero finds himself thrust not into the past, but into an alternate timeline. Where in the early days of civilization, Proto-Indo-European Western civilizations, women are given power instead of men. Now, there's a lot of social commentary going on here that roots it directly into science fiction, because coming up on a get ready, say it with me, Monk Post, because it's time travel and it's an alternate timeline. So rather than have our intrepid hero thrust back in time to the beginning, which might be really interesting, we are instead in the current era, if it had developed differently over the last 5,000 years, which is considerably less interesting. I don't know. This nerd in his lab coat and cropped hair being out of place where the blatant objectification happens in reverse, so that men are on display where women are the aggressors. And I'm thinking, yeah, I get it, but is that how? Is that how you view women? That given the choice, they'd become, in effect, men? That the power struggle would flip 180 degrees. It doesn't ring true to me. It's not that it was uncomfortable. It was kind of funny. But it was such a limiting take on the what if. Where the women were only men in skirts and the men are The women are men in skirts, and the men are presented primarily for show and as trophies. As a commentary, I suppose it works. As a story, I'm a lot less interested in that story. I'm, you know, it's like, problematic. Problematic. I don't. I didn't get far enough through the sample before I said, I want to read something else. It's not that it's bad. The writing was actually pretty good. Cover was total trash. It told me it was a time travel, sort of. It told me it was a time travel cartoon, which, I put it in those terms, perhaps it is, because it was very definitely cartoonish. It didn't really say time travel, it just said something along the lines of cartoonish. I didn't even really say science fiction in any real myth. The cover. The blurb, of course, was a different question. But the cover was... It was lovely science. It was lovely science. A lot of cosmology, a lot of, you know, quantum physics, a lot of justification for how this thing was actually going to work and why ultimately in a one-off terrorist strike, it failed, leaving our intrepid hero in burned off pants, a truncated lab coat, but with his extremities intact, and shifted sideways into a new timeline at the current point of the old one, or estimated current point of the old one. It wasn't really clear if that was the case or not, because he wasn't clear either. Just looked right. Could have been the future. Given this change state, it could have been considerably further in the past. Well, it's an interesting work. Now that I've actually talked about it, now that I've actually given it a little more thought, it's actually not a terrible book. Heavy-handed, maybe. Certainly cartoonish. Which might have been on purpose. Something to ponder. I shifted over anyway to George Penney's Over London, which is purposefully and admittedly over the top. I read the sample a long time ago and I bought the book. I'm just getting around to reading it now. It's fun. Oh my God, it's fun. George Penney and somebody else whose name I forget. Over London, one word. An airship steampunky send up of that whole genre. of steampunk airship alternate history. Oh, air duct, okay. It's a step van moving in here, and it's like, what the hell? It looks like a delivery van. Doug's. Doug's delivery. It's got wings on the logo. But it's air ducts. Carpet cleaning. I'm almost back. Which is good. That means I'm tracking right along. I got probably time for a whole cup of coffee before I have to leave again. 9:02, yeah, I've got about an hour before I have to leave. Before I have to put my shoes on. The dentist isn't that far away. But, look, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, with any luck at all. We'll talk to you then.